So how did day one go for you yesterday?
You know, I think day one went really well. You know, I think the offense went out there and we did some really good things. I think the defense did some good things. But it was just day one, and we need to build upon it. So was it a good day? I think so. Could it have been better? Absolutely. And now we need to take that day, take it into this afternoon, and keep getting better every single day.
What's the first thing that the coaches start to pick apart after day one, or do they not? Is it just kind of like...
Hey, everything. Everything. You know, we were in meetings very late last night because, you know, day one is you're knocking off some cobwebs, and that's for every single position. So we're looking at, you know, footwork for tight ends, linemen in the run game. Might be hand placement, receivers, you know, certain spots on you know, pass plays. So there's nothing that Coach Jackson misses, and that's what you want in your head coach. Coach Jackson is a phenomenal coach. He holds us all very accountable. And we're having some great meetings right now cleaning up those mistakes.
Brock, having a starter in this league, do you have an edge in this competition?
You know, I wouldn't say an edge, not an edge, anything like that. You know, bottom line, I've been in the league a little bit longer than the other guys. But at the end of the day, that means nothing. Every quarterback that's in that room is very talented, very smart. I think every single buddy in there works extremely hard. Trying to perfect their craft, trying to clean up little things every single day. So there's no edge, not an edge, nothing like that. Everybody has their strengths, has their weaknesses, and I think it's going to be a great competition.
Brock, at the end of minicamp, we asked you if you knew your place here yet and your role or whatever. You said, I don't know anything more than what I got here. Do you have a better feeling of where you stand?
You know, I wish I could give you more of a concrete answer, but I don't. You know, I think you guys have probably noticed during practice all the quarterbacks kind of hang around coach kind of at the back of the – behind the offense. And when he yells your number and says get in, you run in and you go in and you play football. Other than that, there really hasn't been any conversations or anything like that. So I'm just – to be honest with you, I'm out here worrying about the things that I can control and trying to make the most of the plays I am getting.
This is your third offense in 3 years. Do you ever – do the other two ever creep into your mind?
Flashbacks. All the time. In fact, I was just talking to our quarterback coach, David Lee, about that. You know, he was asking me about a play that happened to walk through, and I said, Coach, that's my fault. You know, I had something hardwired in my head from a previous system, and I thought I was good to go. So that's part of going back to your question, day one, day two, day three of training camp, hardwiring the new system. And flushing out all that old information and focusing on the 2017 Browns playbook and, you know, really learning and understanding that like the back of your hand. Because when you're out there on the field, you don't have time to think. You got to know it and you got to react. And that's kind of the process of the first couple of days of training camp, especially as a quarterback.
What did you do during the break, the downtime and training?
Yeah, my family, we went back to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I was born in Idaho and grew up over in northwest Montana. And we go back to Coeur d'Alene in the summer, and it's a great setup. I train at the local high school. The high school football team's in there a lot when I'm there. And I use the kids to throw routes to. And my college coach, Dennis Erickson, lives in Coeur d'Alene, so he'll come out and coach me up. You know, he's coached quarterbacks for a number of years. Jake Plummer came out this summer. He lives in Coeur d'Alene. Gave me some pointers on some boots and nakeds and keepers, and I think he was pretty good at those back in the day, as well as some other things. And actually, Jake played for Coach Jackson at Arizona State, so small world there. But he knows a little bit about, you know, what Coach Jackson expects. And so I work with those guys, and I throw to the high school kids, and I brought a trainer up that I work with in the off seasons in Arizona. He came up to Idaho, and we had a great summer of, you know, preparing for camp.
What was the high school?
Coeur d'Alene High School.
Did you go there?
No, I did not. Like I said, I was born in Coeur d'Alene and I grew up over in Montana. Yeah.
I can't say this with any authority, but it doesn't seem like from what we've seen that you've been with the first team for reps. Have you at any point in time, or does that mean anything?
You know, I wasn't with the first team yesterday, but once again, that doesn't mean anything to me. Once again, I'm going to worry about the things I can control, and whether coach puts me in with the ones, the twos, the threes, the assistant coaches, you name it, I'm going to worry about the things I can control and just try to make the most of those reps. You know, at the end of the day, everyone's out here competing for jobs. Everyone's working hard. And whether you're with the ones, twos, threes, you know, that's all irrelevant stuff.
Crossing route to the tight end.
Yes.
Is that one? Is that look back and say, oh, I like that. That's a good throw.
You know, I think anytime you can find an explosive gain on the field, you're definitely going to be happy. But, you know, I can't really take the credit for that one. JP ran a tremendous route against man coverage. He flattened it out for me and, you know, really made my job easy. So that's all due to JP there.
A lot of people like size at the quarterback position. Are there accommodations you have to make because you're so tall? You need a lot of room in the pocket.
You know, there's some minor things, I think, that come with height. And really, it's more or less run game and play action. You know, as a taller quarterback, you're handing the ball off to smaller running backs. So you really have to have, I think, good knee bend and things like that. And same thing with your play action fakes, because you want them to look real. You know, if I just stood up and held the ball out, I think our running backs might run underneath it. You know, so that's where I wouldn't say it's a disadvantage. You just have to adjust your game. But as far as needing more room in the pocket and things like that, absolutely not.
Well, how do you accommodate that? I mean, you're bigger, you're longer, you need more wingspan space.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just getting the ball out quicker. You know, if you get the ball out on time in this league, you know, one, your offensive line is going to be very happy with you, but you're also going to prevent a lot of problems that can take place in the pocket. And that's something Coach Jackson and Coach Lee stress all the time. Get the ball out on time and throw it early, and that's what I try to do.
Brock, when you mentioned the last time we talked to you that you felt like your fundamentals had slipped last year, I saw it in a number of places that was sort of perceived is that you were taking a shot at the coaching, you know, last year in Houston. Was that a shot?
No, absolutely not. I mean, at the end of the day, the only person I can point the finger at is myself. You know, that's it. Point blank, period. I mean, I was the quarterback on the field. You know, I was the guy pulling the trigger and making decisions. So that's 100% my fault. I should have found a way to have been better at my fundamentals. And that's something that I'm cleaning up right now.
You still firmly believe that this competition's open, you can be the starter open today. You see anything that indicate otherwise?
You know, that's what our media department told me the other day, so that's what I'm going with.
I can't believe what you read in the media.
Hey, well, you know, leave that one alone. But no, like I said, I'm just coming out here focusing on the things I can control. I know that's a boring answer, but it's the truth. I'll never forget it. Noel Mazzoni, my college offensive coordinator, it was the lesson I learned my sophomore year. And, you know, focus on your energy, your effort, your attitude. Those are the things that you can control every day. Coach is going to decide who plays, who goes with ones, twos, threes, this, that. So that's him to deal with. My job is just to go out here, play football, and be a great teammate.
What do you have to do?
You mentioned you like your coaches in the spring and said it again today. You just talked about it. Yeah. How has that expressed itself in the improvements in your play?
Well, I think, you know, great players tend to be great reflections of great coaches. You know, nobody got to this level on their own. You know, we all needed help, whether it was, you know, parents, role models, coaches, you name it. But as far as perfecting the little things and perfecting fundamentals, no one came out of the womb just knowing how to do a five-step drop back, you know, and do it the right way. So, like I said, I think great coaches make good players great players. And you know, it can obviously go both ways with that. But I'm just very fortunate to be surrounded by, you know, a great head coach who's coached quarterbacks, who's coached offensive football. David Lee, who's, you know, coached a bazillion quarterbacks in this league in college. And, you know, they're tremendous at coaching football. And I'm just so appreciative of that. And I tell you what, there's not a day, a meeting that goes by that I don't learn something new. And I think that says a lot about those guys.
So what's the pathway to you winning the starting job? What do you have to do here?
You know, I think the biggest thing at any position in the National Football League as far as being a starter is being consistent. You know, a lot of coaches talk about we don't want to see the wave. You know, we don't want to see highs. We don't want to see lows. We just want the guy who shows up and he's the same guy every single day that we can count on. And I think that's something that you earn over a number of practices and games, being consistent, not turning the ball over, getting completions, moving the chains, scoring points, and making good decisions with the football. And sometimes that's as simple as throwing the ball in the dirt. You know, you guys might think it was a horrible throw, but that might have been the play that made the game by, you know, not taking a sack or something like that. Throw the ball in the dirt. That's a great decision. It's all those little things. It's, you know, say we're running to the right and a big blitz is coming here, audibling and getting us to the left. I think it's just consistently putting the offense in a good position to be successful, and then ultimately your team.
Is that scorecard being presented to you every day by the coaches?
It's not. No.
But you know everything you're doing is being scored?
I mean, oh, absolutely. Oh, shoot, there's more cameras around this place than any other building probably in America right now. Everything we do is filmed, and I know it's evaluated. These coaches work extremely hard. The front office works extremely hard. I don't think those guys sleep much in the month of July and August, and it's because they have a lot of guys that they have to
but
evaluate.
You're not given a daily assessment of, hey, you did this yesterday, you didn't do this.
Well, I can tell you this. We know when we did something wrong. that gets cleaned up in the meeting room very quick, and that's what you want in your coach, you know, because if you continually do the same thing wrong, well, now you're putting your offense in a bad position, and then, like I said, your team in a bad position. So we try to clean up all those little things, and that's part of being consistent. Mistakes are going to happen in football. That's part of the game. The key is, can you learn from it that day and then make sure it never happens again? And I think when coaches see that time and time again, that's something that they look for regardless of the position.
What kind of development have you seen from Deshaun Kizer, and how do you feel like he's coming along?
Yeah, I think Deshaun's a tremendous quarterback. I really do. From where I first saw him in the spring to where he's at today, he just keeps getting better and better and better. And he came back. I can tell he had a tremendous summer training, throwing, things like that. He's in great shape physically. You know, he's really on the screws when it comes to his playbook. And the kid, I mean, shoot, he's got a big arm. There's not a throw that he can't make. And so I think he's got a ton of talent, and I'm very excited to see what he does.
Do you ever just find yourself looking around the room, or you guys are watching film scene, but I'm the guy that's won 13 games in this league. You know, I give us the best chance to win week one against Pittsburgh.
You know, I don't, because the reason for that is every single year in this league, regardless of what you've done or what you haven't done, every year is a new year. Every year starts clean as can be. And so that's why you can't reach into the past as far as those things go. And once again, those ultimate decisions will come down to Coach and Sashi and those guys. But never. To me, I'm looking at it as I've never accomplished a single thing. And I'm starting from square one.
With the combination of your experience and any other factors you care to name, are you in a better position now than ever to be the right kind of relaxed?
Oh, without question. Every single rep that you get in this league, you gain more knowledge, and with that knowledge comes trust and confidence. And so for me, you know, now going into my sixth training camp, you know, I don't get certain butterflies that maybe I did my rookie year. You know, I trust my ability. I'm confident in my ability. I know what I'm capable of. I've tested out a bunch of throws before that maybe worked or didn't work, and now I know what I can or cannot make. And so it's playing within yourself. But certainly every game, every rep, every practice, every year that you get and build up, I think you become more and more comfortable in this league.
Every time you hear about like a quarterback like Joe Flacco that he's going to be out for a little while with a back injury, do you, you know, does a little red flag go off in your head where you think, I wonder if somebody's going to call? I mean, do you go through this camp wondering about if you're going to get pulled away and traded somewhere?
You know, I don't. And the reason for that is I don't control it. You know, I don't control if I'm the starter. I don't control if I'm traded, released, you name it. The backup, I do not control that. So I'm not going to worry about it, because I tell you what, we have a big playbook that I need to worry about as far as hardwiring that into my brain so I can be the best teammate I can be for the Cleveland Browns.